Hello, you guys. We are the 15 Minutes Live Podcast moderators. I'm John, and next to my right, and next to me is Petty. You guys already know. And next to Petty is Angel.
Hello, guys. Yes. Nice to see you.
Yes. Right. Yes. Just to start off doing all the relevant housekeeping. And if you guys are joining us for the first time, 如果大家是第一次加入我们今天晚上的这个 15 Minutes Live Podcast 呢, 欢迎加入我们的 15 Minutes 通勤学语直播室的社群哦, 因为我们是用社群来开这个房的, 所以, 如果你加入社群以后呢, 我们之后社群的不管是这个 private 或 open rooms 都会得到通知, 谢谢大家。 And so coming back to the topic tonight, we are talking about walk and run. What are the other words and other ways to say walk and run? 我们还有什么其他的字可以来代表我们的这个跑步啊跟走? Because walk and run is very common verbs, all right? But there are so many other words that we can use to liven up our vocabulary, okay? And some of the vocabularies tonight that we're going to share, you don't have to remember all of them.
就有关的相关词汇呢,这种同义字呢,其实大家其实不用特别去记。 或者是去背, 可是呢, 去思考说, 诶, 我们刚在联想的过程的时候呢, 可以给大家一个情境就是, 诶, 你平常的, 周遭环境啊, 使用情境是什么, 然后呢, 就留下, 比如说今天晚上我们有分享, run这边呢, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, yes, we have 2, 4, 6, 7, we have 7 vocabulary that you can pick and choose, 你自己可以选择, 然后只要挑2到3个 你会常用的, 然后呢, 明天后天呢, 再想办法去应用它就好, 然后呢, 我们等一下也会在分享完了以后, 给大家, 我们通勤家族一点时间来上来, 我们来聊聊, 就是用这些字来造句, 之外呢, 还可以来大家聊聊, 诶, 对跑步或走路有什么个人的故事可以来分享, okay? So let's get the show on the road, let's get started. Let's talk about first, I know you usually start with walk, then run, but, you know, I want to do it the reverse, because let's start with the most difficult stuff, right? Let's see. Let's start with the most lively stuff, and that is run. So the first word I would like to share with you guys that is similar or synonym of running, or run, and it's another way to say run, is the word rush. Rush. Okay. So there's many movie names named this, the word rush. Yes, one famous Jackie Chan movie is called Rush Hour.
Rush Hour.
Rush Hour. Petty, 还记得 Rush Hour吗? 成龙的这部电影。他跟那个 Chris Tucker, 一个黑人。
Oh.
对。
Oh.
尖峰时刻。
对对对对。
好像有两集是吗? I think there were three movies
three?
Made. Yeah.
Right.
There should be three, if I remember correctly. Anyways, so rush. Okay. Just rush hour里面的那个 rush. Okay. So, Angel, please take it away. The sample sentence, example sentence for us for rush.
Someone inside the building rushed out.
Rushed out. 所以我们刚刚讲尖峰时刻呢, rush hour就是那个小时,那个时间呢, 是很多人在rush的,很多人在冲刺哦。 急速行进的这种概念。然后在这边呢, someone inside the building rushed out. Okay. 所以呢, 在这个大楼里面呢, 有个人冲出来了, rushed out.
Rushed out.
Rushed out. And usually this would cause some people to, you know, to be scared, right? If you see people rushing in department stores, you're like, you want to stand away. You want to avoid this. And in the West, if you go to Europe, if you go to US, when people are running, and they, if they're not jogging, if they're just rushing somewhere, you got to really know what's going on. Yeah. So you got to be careful. You got to be cautious. So this is rush. The next word that we use quite a lot, and we already shared a little earlier, is jog. This word is often associated with type of running, but it's more like associated with fitness. Okay, 所以第二个字呢, 就是我们的jog, 这个字比较常用, 跟健康, 健美健康有关哦, fitness, okay, and exercise. Angel?
He could scarcely jog around the block that first day.
He could scarcely jog around the block that first day. So he couldn't jog around. He barely jogged around the block that first day. Okay. So on your first day of exercising, you know, if you try to take up jogging as a sport or as a fitness regime, you need to start off somewhere, right? And most people don't take, you know, say they don't run 10K and say it's a jog, right? 我慢跑不会特别讲说，哦，今天慢跑 10K 吧？有这样子的吗？ I think that's a little excessive, right?
That's too much.
Yes, it usually starts around the block, right? Around your neighborhood. 通常都是你在附近的这个社区先慢跑一圈嘛。 然后慢慢的你才5K、10K、几K这样子。 Yes. But there's one thing that comes to mind when we talk about jogging, like running. Like what is the issue with jogging and running today as an exercise? 就跑久的人都很会跑，他们体力都很好。 可是通常就会身体就会有一些部位就是会比较损伤， right? That's part of jogging and running. 对，跑路跑久了就脚会比较，对不对？ 我们讲脚会痛嘛，或膝盖会痛。膝盖是个磨死的。 You will hurt your knees. Yes, you will hurt your knees. You will hurt your feet. Okay. So that's part of the fitness. So whenever you talk about the vocabulary, you guys, 跟通勤家族分享一下，我们不管讲任何的单字啊，或者是这些惯用语啦，或者是俚语等等，其实就去尽量的去思考说，跟我们自己的生活还有什么联想。我平常会 jog 吗？我的哪一个朋友会 jog？ 那以后你看到这个朋友的时候，你就会想说，Oh, you're jogging. Okay, but here's the problem because, Patty, do you jog?
No.
Me neither. So we don't jog. So it's not part of our lives. I watch people jog all the time, but I never do that. Yes. So unfortunately, it's not part of my life. 对，我的联想这个，因为不是我的生活里面的事情，所以我都看别人慢跑，那我就会记得，哦，jog这样子。Okay. So keep that in mind. 如果你自己不做的话，没有关系，别人做，你就是这样去联想就好了。Okay. So the next word, dash. Dash, okay. 一个暴冲猛冲的一个感觉哦。 Right, Angel?
Maria came dashing down the stairs.
Ooh, Maria came dashing down the stairs. Yes, what would you say to your students dashing down the stairs, Angel?
Be careful, don't run. You can hurt yourself.
Exactly, exactly. 所以呢，这个小朋友呢，这个从这个楼上冲刺到楼下的时候，哇，危险的要命，对不对？小朋友都喜欢这样。They like to dash down the stairs. Yes, and dash up the stairs as well. 往下冲，往上冲，这样子哦，小朋友就很常这样子。 This is dash. Okay. And there's another dash that we use quite often, Angel, in English.
Dashboard?
Dashboard, that's kind of technical. 如果我们讲 dashboard 呢，它就是比较大家现在比较了解的，比如说是那个面板有没有？这个就是我们用一个系统里面呢，它最前面的那个面板就叫 dashboard. Usually, what you see in a system, that's a dashboard. But this dash is different. In English language, a dash is also known as a hyphen.
A dash.
So this is a verb, dash. The verb dash means you're running very fast, you're dashing quickly, but you also have the noun dash. 它就是一横啊, dash就是一横. Okay. So for a lot of forms that you're filling in, you know, sometimes they want you to include the dash, or you have to, for example, you explain your email address to somebody. 你跟人家在分享你的email address的时候，你可能是用dash， 对不对？ abc-j@gmail.com. Okay, that's dash. 那一横就是叫dash. Okay, moving on. Next word. Oh, kids love this too. We like it too. Is the word race. Race. 我们不run了，我们用race. 我们这时候就用赛跑。 我们就直接冲赛跑这样子 Okay. Angel?
I excused myself and raced back to the telephone.
Okay. So what kind of call do you think this would be, Angel?
Emergency call.
An emergency call. Pity, what do you think? I excused myself and raced back to the telephone.
Mm-hmm.
对。我跟人家说，欸，抱歉，我必须要去接电话，那我冲回去接电话。对，我赛跑，就是快跑回去接电话。那你觉得这通电话会是什么呢？ What do you think this call would be?
嗯， the FedEx.
FedEx. Yes, we got your parcel. 欸，你的这个包裹到了。Okay, it could be FedEx. All right. Yes. Anyways,So this, the one situation that came up to my mind is, okay, you know, I remember back in the day when, you know, I was still dating, like when I was really young and I was still dating and, you know, you spend a lot of time on the telephone. 对不对？我们在热恋的时候是不是都花很多时间讲电话？以前没有 message 嘛，就是要讲电话。然后呢，所以呢，就是被爸妈叫去做什么，对不对？然后你就说，哦 ，sorry, I'm kind of busy, sorry. Now you race back to the telephone. Yes, I did that a lot. 对，对，这个包电话粥，以前包电话粥很会包。对，那时候没有 message， 不像现在 Line 都免费。对，都不用钱的，
已经花
很多电话费。
哦。
对，然后月底都会被妈妈骂电话费。
最贵花了多少钱 ？Do you remember?
Wow, I mean, okay. Are you talking about? Let me differentiate this. Are you talking about landline or mobile? 你是讲家里面的那种电话线 ，landline 还是手机
？Well, depends which one is more expensive.
Of course, the mobile is more expensive. So, anyways, landline, I think.It was almost $4,000 NT.
That was a lot.
Month. That was 1 month, and then my mom almost killed me.
Yeah.
有一个月讲到大概4000块台币 almost 4,000.
I spent 20,000.
20,000.
20,000
per month
on telephone.
But you love that girlfriend of yours. I sort of love her, right? I mean 4,000. You love her. 花了两万就是 you love her.
是那是事实上啊是不知道就是。
Oh, yeah, yeah, you wouldn't know.
那个是被电信公司骗。
Okay. So did you call somebody on the mobile? 你是打手机才贵的吗？
对，因为那时候就是我们不是那时候台湾流行亚太是往内户打。然后在那时候还是很多电信公司的时候，我记得有一年我忘了是泛亚跟远传好像是不是也是有关系，然后他就说那个往内户打是可以、
oh,
是可以 free 的
OK，
结果后来反正就是有设定没有正确还是什么之类的，他就要
收那钱。 20,000 Oh my gosh Oh my gosh Oh my gosh
That is crazy
Oh my gosh
对啊，那所以那
You love her
You love her
爱死他了Okay. So Eric says, from the chat room, Eric says, he spent 7,000. That's also a decent sum of money. 那也是一笔钱啊。
哦，纯上网欸。
纯上网可以上7000块，那也是。
上了什么网啊？
可能被妈妈打断腿。My mom almost killed me, like literally. Yeah, she almost killed me when she saw the bill, really. 我那因为那个时候，因为我看 Patty 应该是自己付的嘛，对不对？还是你妈付的？
我自己付的。
You paid by yourself, okay? So back then, I was what 15? I had more money to pay for it. 所以我妈看到就很抓狂，就是然后呢，她会觉得说，哎，其实白天都没看到你在打电话，因为我们都打偷偷打3更半夜凌晨的，对。然后有几次她会特别爬起来，然后来抓说不要再讲电话了。
妈妈也很辛苦，半夜不能睡觉。
I used to do all the silly things. It's just crazy. 然后呢我被我妈吓到，因为 我是关电灯，我跑到书房里面然后偷偷接电话线然后去讲的，然后我妈三更半夜就来抓，然后吓死了，因为 她前一个月是就花了大概台币4000块，然后那个4000块呢you know the equivalent of like $4,000 back then for you guys to know is a month's salary for our helper at home, for our maid at home. 我们当时的佣人一个月就是4000块台币，所以我妈就抓狂说就是你乱花钱这样子，就是那个钱很大，
真的很大耶。
So my mom almost broke my leg, like she literally wanted to kill me. Yes. Anyways, so I raced back to the telephone a lot. Yes, 就是那个电话我没有挂，你知道，因为它是 per call.
Oh, per call. They call, not per minute.
So it was kind of interesting because it, first of all, it started on the landline. 它就是像中华电的那种家里面的电话线。可是呢，中华电就是 per minute 嘛，然后它有一个方案，它是说凌晨12点以后 ，after 12, no matter how long your call is, that particular call, if you can call and be on the telephone for as long as you want, it's only $50. 就是那一通电话呀， yeah, 那一通电话不管你多长，反正你只要不挂掉就是50块，你可以讲到早上。所以就三更半夜12点以后再讲电话。That was part of the plan back then. Yes, that was the pricing plan. Yes. So that was, you know, almost Jurassic. 大家可能听到了都会觉得哇，上古世纪的事情啊，对，没错。That's how backwards it was. There was no messages, nothing. All right, so I had to race back to the telephone. 事情弄一弄，然后就赶快，那个电话几乎都没有挂。所以呢，人家打电话进来家里面是没有那个的，就是打不进来的。然后他们还会说：“哦，那个方太太，你为什么电话都打不通？”然后我妈就会又骂我一顿。对，
好欠打的孩子。
Because I'm on the phone all the time. Was on the phone all the time. Yeah. Anyways, those were the days. So I raced back to the telephone. Good. The next one, hurry.Hurry. This is an interesting one. This is an interesting one. When you are hurrying, the verb, when you are hurrying, are you running really? Maybe not. Maybe not. Okay. But Angel, anyways, give us the example sentence and we'll talk a little bit more.
Claire hurried along the road.
So if we look at the sentence, Claire hurried along the road.他在加快速度，他在赶路的那种感觉。She was hurrying. So does that mean she's running or not?
Not necessarily, right?
Not necessarily. Not necessarily. She's just walking extremely fast. That could also work. But again, it's not like running, but it's more like she is rushing to go somewhere. 他是心里面或整个神态是急的。So she's expressing a sense of hurrying.Okay, she's expressing a sense of hurry, so you feel like she's hurrying, but it doesn't necessarily mean that she's running as fast as she could. That might not be the case. Okay, so you guys want to make that distinction. 就大家要分别一下，就是 hurry 不见得是叫你, you know, like if your mom says hurry up, doesn't mean you should run or dash or race. It's not going to help the situation. Just hurry it up. Okay, next, however...Next is a verb that's often used for really running, like run, 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 like Forrest Gump run. 这个下一个字呢，就跟这个我们《阿甘正传》的这种跑步，那种跑命哦，就是后面有人追他要打爆他，然后他跑命的那种感觉有点像。Okay, so the next word is sprint. Angel?
He sprinted to the car.
He sprinted to the car.Okay, after he forgot to pay the people in the restaurant, so he sprinted to the car.
He's on the run.
Yes, dine and dash. 吃霸王餐就是 dine and dash. 就是 dine means you have the dinner, you eat, and dash means you run. So dine and dash. D&D, they call it. But, you know, the idea is the same. You can you sprint afterwards. You first eat, and then you sprint. You dash. Yes. So you sprinted. So it's a good sprint, and it's just 冲刺,就是跑很快的意思. Okay, you guys can definitely check that out. Moving on, the next one, gallop. Gallop. This is an interesting one because I personally feel this may not be so much associated with run. Not so much. 这个字呢,就比较跟跑步这个联想呢有一点远。 它是可能今天分享在run里面的这个同义字里面的分享来说是 比较远一点的, because gallop is usually associated with the gallop of a horse, 就是马的那种奔驰的感觉, 对, 所以呢, 我们很少会讲说, oh, you know, my son is galloping. No, that's kind of weird. We don't really say that. My son is sprinting, dashing, racing. That's more like what we would like to say. But gallop feels like it's like a horse. You're running as fast as a horse. Yeah. And that's almost impossible even with, what's his name? Who's the fastest guy in the world? Pity?
Fastest guy?
The guy from Jamaica. 那个牙买加跑最快的那个, 闪电侠. Usain Bolt, right? Usain Bolt. 波特嘛,对不对?
对。他闪电侠嘛,
他每次跑完了以后就会做一个动作这样. Usain Bolt, yes. I don't know, even Usain Bolt, when he sprints, it's a sprint, it's not a gallop. So, I don't know. 我们讲到gallop, 其实就比较想到那种, you know, 万马奔腾, 就是马的那个跑, 然后头发在后面飞的那种感觉. So, I don't know, I don't think we're going to use this one as often, but, you know, it's an interesting one nonetheless. 这个蛮有趣的. Angel?
They were galloping around the garden playing football.
Kids were galloping around the garden playing football. Can we say that? Yeah, there's nothing wrong, but this is a little too fancy for just sprinting, dashing, racing around, really. So it's more associated, still, 80% it's, all the time it's associated with a horse's gallop. 这跟马的那种跑跳感, yeah, 比较有关啦. We won't use it on kids or people. That's not it, okay? So if you guys catch that, let's quickly recap. So other ways to say run. First, rush. Second, jog. Third, dash. Fourth, race. Fifth, hurry. Then sprint. Lastly, gallop. All right, gallop. Now moving on to walk. 我们刚刚已经有讲到一些情境跟这个走路有关嘛, 或走,或baby啊,等等的, 对不对? So let's talk about a romantic walk around the lake. 所以呢,我们像浪漫的这样散步呢,我们会怎么讲呢? So here's the first word, a stroll. So we would say a romantic stroll and not a romantic walk. All right. Angel, in the example sentence?
I was strolling along the river when I saw an incredible thing.
Yes. There we go. So you would have a very romantic evening stroll along the river when you see an incredible thing. Maybe a shooting star. Maybe Loch Ness Monster. Yeah, 尼斯湖水怪. You know, I don't know what incredible thing you want to see, but something. It could be a shooting star. If it's romantic, it's a shooting star. If it's a horror movie, then it's probably Loch Ness Monster. Yes, okay. So that's a romantic evening stroll. 就是夜傍晚的这种很浪漫的散步就是stroll. You take a stroll. Okay. Next word is a very interesting one because personally, I've never used this. I know about it. I've never used it. I don't think it's very useful, but it's still an interesting vocabulary to know. 这是比较有趣的那种,这比较冷门的. It's called mince. Mince. And this is a verb. Okay. And Angel, take it away.
He minced across the room in a pair of tight pink trousers.
He minced across the room with a pair of tight pink trousers. Mince. Okay.
Mince.
So here's the word for mince. 80% of the time when we talk about mincing something.
Mince pork.
Yes. Right. Yes. Mm. We're talking about mincing pork, mincing beef. We're talking about making food into smaller pieces, chopping the meat up into smaller pieces. 所以呢，我们讲 mince 应该是碎肉、绞肉的这种概念，它要变成很小、很碎。可是呢，它在很冷门的这个you know, like old English definition, you can also mince, as in walk somewhere. You can also mince. 所以小碎步的这种很做作的小碎步也叫 mince. It's an odd one. It's an interesting one. I wouldn't say this is useful, but it's always cool to know.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's cool to know.
第一次看到这个用法。
对对对。所以这边呢，我们的这个 example sentence,This guy walked across a room in a pair of tight pink trousers. So he's showing off his tight pink trousers. 所以他这个走路呢，不能代表说他扭捏，他是很想做作的 demo 出来说，哎，他穿了一个这个很紧身粉红色的裤子。Okay, so he minced.
So can I say the models are mincing on the catwalk?
I don't think they would prefer the word mince. Yes. Yes. I don't think they would like that, but yes. I think it probably works. 可能那种小模啦。对。就是如果我们要形容比如说 like a small time model, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, amongst Victoria's Secret models and she's trying to be unique and different.
Oh,
so yeah,
okay.
You know, she minced across the room to prove a point.You know, to prove that she is the best looking model in the room, something like that. 这可能可以这样子用。I think it'll apply in that sense. 所以呢 key point 是呢他是小碎步走然后还做作的。Very pretentious, very odd, yeah. So I think it's situational. This is more situational. I hope none of your friends do that, please. Yeah.Don't want to use this. But the next word we use cried often. 下一个字就蛮常用的就是我们的 stride. Okay? You take strides or you are striding. That means, Angel, take it away.
A tall, dark figure was striding up the path.
A tall, dark figure was striding up the path. So if you're taking strides or if you're striding, that means you are taking big steps.Wide steps. 所以它是阔步走的概念。Okay. Strides. Okay. And often at times, we also use stride as in to describe progress. 我们也可以用这个 stride 来形容我们最近的进程。Okay. So if your boss says, hey, John, how's the project? 诶,这个最近的专案如何啊? You can say, hey, boss, we're making great strides.我们现在正在大步迈进，大步走的意思。So you can use it in that sense. That's also something that's applicable, something you would want to use. So stride.
Stride.
Yes. And the next word is something, again, on the odd side, but always good to know. It's called the pad.这个不是 i 这个是发音应该是 iPad 的那个 pad 没有错，可是它不是我们的平板的那个 pad 的意思。Okay, and Angel, take it away, and I'll explain why this pad is the pad.
Okay.
Yeah.
He got out of bed and padded across the carpet.
He got out of bed and padded across the carpet. Okay. To avoid to be quiet and to avoid.His mom noticing. Okay, if I quickly add that in, it'll make more sense to you guys. 所以呢，我们这个 pad 这件事情呢 it's not only like a legal pad or iPad, you know, something that's flat and square and rectangular. That's not a pad only. We also have foot pads. 我们的脚底板也是叫 pad. Okay.So in this sense, in the verb sense, it means you padded across. 你一直脚底板是贴着地面去走的。所以你的走路呢是你的脚底板一直贴着地面在走。That's how padded means. That your foot pad is 100% flat on the floor. and you're walking without making a sound. Okay, so you padded across the hall, padded across the carpet. Okay, that's pad. Also interesting to know, because some kids, like, well, when I was a kid, I used to do this too. You know, if I had my socks on, I would be padding across the room, yeah, without my mom knowing. You can sort of, you're not sort of walking and sliding at the same time. Almost like that. 就是小步小步这样滑,然后又穿袜子,你就可以小步,有点像半滑在半走路那样子. So you're padding. Okay. And the next word we're talking about is also something very common. This happens to toddlers and kids a lot. Stumble. To fall. Okay. To not walk properly. Yes, Angel?
He pulled on his clothes and stumbled into the kitchen.
He pulled on his clothes and stumbled into the kitchen. He stumbled into the kitchen. 他是不是走进去厨房的,他是跌跌撞撞这样子进去的. Okay, so if you stumble, then that means you're not walking straight. You're not walking properly. Okay. And the next word, wander. Okay, and there's a big famous singer called Stevie Wonder. But this is the verb, wander. Okay?
Wander.
Yes. So wander means you're just walking without a destination. You're just walking around. Okay? Wandering. Wander. All right, Angel?
My sister likes wandering around the city at night.
My sister likes wandering around the city at night. That's not a good habit. You shouldn't be wandering around the city at night. Yes. Well, in Taipei, you can. Because you can still, you know, wander around the city. And there's night markets. There are, I don't know, restaurants, food stores that you can go to middle of the night. So you can wander in Taipei. But elsewhere, maybe not so safe. Not a good idea. Yes. Next word, hike. Hike, we all know. One of the most popular fitness exercises today, hike. So you hike up a mountain, you walk up a mountain, or you hike a hiking trail. Usually there's a hiking trail. 我们有一个爬山的山道,对不对? 那我们就可以用hike来说. All right, Angel, take it away.
Soldiers had to hike nearly 20 kilometers through the swamps.
Soldiers had to hike nearly 20K through the swamps. Okay. So part of being in the military service is you gotta hike. You gotta march. Okay. 你要行军啊,就是讲march. And part of the marching, you have to hike as well. 你就要健行,然后走很远,这样子. Okay. But now, you know, because of the COVID situation, because of the pandemic, hiking is a very popular sport. Now, a lot of people hike. They go to Yangming Mountain, they go to He Huan Mountain, they go to Ali Mountain, they go... even Jade Mountain hiking is a big thing. Yeah, a lot of people line up every year for hiking. Yes. Okay. Next word we're talking about... is also very similar to taking a stroll, is the word saunter. Saunter. Okay. Saunter is like wandering and taking a stroll. Okay. So you are relaxed and taking a stroll and without a destination. You're just sauntering. Okay. Angel?
He sauntered by, looking very pleased with himself.
So he sauntered by Sogo, looking very pleased with the new shirt he bought. Okay. 就是这个shopping完了以后的贵妇,对不对?然后就在旁边晃来晃去这样子,其实漫无目的的这样闲晃。对,只是为了让大家知道他买新东西. Yes. Yes. Saunter. Yes. So saunter is a little bit of wander and stroll. Wandering and strolling. No aim, no goal, no destination. And you're very relaxed and you're enjoying yourself. That's saunter. All right. So there we go. Let's quickly recap. Other ways to say walk. You can take a stroll. Okay. You can mince across the room. You can take strides or you can be striding. Okay, next, you pad across the carpet or you passed, or you pad across the tiles in socks like I did. And then you can stumble, right? You stumble in the kitchen or you stumble in your living room. Okay. Next, wander. Somebody's sister always likes wandering around the city at night. That's not very healthy. Don't wander the city at night. Next, you can hike up Yangming Mountain. You can go hiking at Hehuan Mountain, Ali Mountain. You can hike. I don't know. I think there's a place there, Zhoufen. There's a hiking trail there that you can hike up Zhoufen as well. All right. And saunter. Yes. If you are happy and chuffed with yourself, you can saunter Taipei Eastern District. You can go also saunter by Taipei Main Station. Show off your new goods, if you catch my drift. Yes. Right. 可以漫步，悠闲的漫步、散步哦，在这个台北车站啊，或者是这个百货公司外面。其实很多人这样 ，I notice a lot of people do that. You know, they feel like they're not going anywhere. They've got plenty of time to kill. That kind of idea is saunter. All right. Yes. So, Petty, looking back at walk and run, which words do you think are the most useful?Which are the words you find most useful? 你觉得最有用的会是哪几个呢
？Hurry,
hurry. We live in Taipei. We always have to hurry.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, our walking in Taipei is like in Kaohsiung. It's like hurrying. 就我朋友从高雄，他都会来，他都会觉得说，我们为什么走路走这么快？我说 No, this is our usual pace. 这正常的走路速度。他说 No, you guys are hurrying. 对，他会有那种错觉，就是我们走路都很快。可是我觉得 No, that's normal pace. I don't feel so. Okay, so hurrying. Good. Any other ones, Betty?
I think it's pet.
Pad. Oh, pad's pretty good. Yes. If you have a very nice tiled flooring, right? 地板是那种地砖是滑滑的那种 Yeah, you can pad. Yes, kids.
When we recording a podcast, need to pad.
We need to pad. You need to pad across the studio, right? You shouldn't be marching or stumbling. It's not good for the recording studio.跌跌撞撞呢，在这个 recording studio 是很危险的事情。Yes, then you pull all the cables and you hurt yourself and the equipment as well. All the expensive stuff. Yes. Angel, so which are the vocabulary that you think are most useful?
Wander.
Wander. Why wander?
Because I want to take time to wander around the city.
Okay, never mind me. I just want to wander around Gucci. I want to wander around Chanel. Let me wander around the department store. Okay.
Yeah.
No, it's not romantic. It's a better term for window shopping. Let me wander. 对，就在这个信义区漫步。You know, wander around 信义 district. Yes, that's pretty good. That's pretty useful. Yes. Any other ones?
Stride.
Stride.Why stride?
Because I kind of across a story of stride.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. So it was during my cabin crew year.
Yes.
And then I was rushed because I was scared of being late of delivering food. And then when my senior called me and told me, rush but don't run. You stride.
Okay.
Yeah.
Don't run, but I need you to hurry it up.
Yes. So you stride.
Yes. So you stride, please.
You stride.
Right now. Take strides.
Don't run.
Don't run. Yes. Take big strides. Yes. Okay. Very interesting. But again, your cabin crew uniform, I don't think the skirt allows you to take strides.
Oh, yeah. It depends, because some cabin crew, they're going to tailor-made their skirts into a very big size, size.
Oh, okay, that's true. But if you're wearing pants, if you're not wearing skirts, then it's much easier to, you know, stride around the cabin. Yes, you can definitely do that. But, you know, in skirts, you got to look elegant, you got to look the part, you got to look good. Yes. So, yes, and sometimes if you're too junior, if you're inexperienced, you stumble.
We stumble.
Yeah. You know, I'm sure you've seen your fair share of people stumbling, right?
Yes.
Down the aisle. Yes. Trying to rush and put the cart back. Right?
The cart back, yes.
The food cart back and everything. Mm-hmm.
Poor girl.
Yes. Stumble. All right. And now we're going to leave the floor open for volunteers tonight. 我们欢迎我们的通勤家族来自愿来跟我们聊聊。So tonight, what are we going to do? You guys are welcome to tell a story, a personal story or personal experience that's related to run and walk. 可以聊一下自己的切身用这个个人的故事啦，或者是你有切身的经验哦，跟这个跑步或者是跟 walk and run 有关的。You can help yourself trying to think of whether you rushed or was it a dash or was it a wander, was it a hike? What was it? Think about it. Okay, you can share it with us. Or, 或者是呢，你可以选四个字来造句。Okay, 试着来造句，然后我们来听看看，诶，你这样造呢，觉得怎么样？Alright, so we're going to open the floor for volunteers. Yeah, you guys are welcome. And let me quickly just answer Eric there. Eric says, Eric 刚刚讲上网7000块花上网钱这件事情，因为是这个上聊天室，然后用波接了。Okay. Petty, did you spend a lot of time on IRCs?之前那个聊天室有常玩吗？
算有。
我们这个年代的应该聊天室都是童年的一部分。对。BBS 就是对，老人在玩的。然后后面才有聊天室嘛，对不对？还是台湾，对啊，应该是 BBS 先嘛。然后才聊天室嘛 ,IRC, 然后后面才有什么 ICQ 这种东西。差不多时间。OK. And Eric says, 56K 的时代没办法看片。56K was already very fast. 他不能看片，可是我记得 56K 好像可以听 MP3 了，是不是？ It was MP3s already. I remember.
你可以看片就慢慢抓。睡着很贵。
It took a long time. But once ADSL came along, I mean, people were watching movies like crazy. That was the DVD, VCD days? 对不对？以前 VCD, 就是有宽屏了以后，大家 VCD, DVD 就是根本没再买了，不需要买了，直接下载就好了，对不对？ 56K 的年代好像就是还是觉得 VCD, DVD 这种东西很不错，不需要下载了。So Eric says it takes a week to download a film. Yes, and today it takes, 10 seconds to download a film. 现在下载时间真的是差很多。All right, so let's quickly say hello to you guys. Ling Ray S, Eric, Guan Chi, Evan, good to see you. Susan, A-Tech, Emily, Eno, Yi Xuan, Austin, Stacy. Hello, you guys. Welcome.And if you guys are new here, please join us on 15 Min's 通勤学英语直播室 group. So remember to join us from the group and not follow us, the moderators, individually. All right? So you get the room notifications, right? So do we have any volunteers? I'm quickly going to invite then you guys. 所以我们有没有通勤家族自愿来聊一聊的？欢迎来举手咯。Susan, yes, I see you raised your hands. And Yishen, I'm just going to throw invites around. Feel free to come and chat to us. Susan and Eric and Evan. Yes, let me start with Evan. Hello, Evan, how are you?
Hello, John.
Hi.
I'm good.
Good, good. Haven't seen you for a while, Evan. How are you lately?
Pardon?
Haven't seen you for a while, Evan. How are you?
I'm good.
Yeah. What have you been busy with lately?
Yeah.
What have you been busy with? Work over time? Just staying home, staying healthy?
Yeah, that's all true. My work and sometimes just lazy.
Oh, all right. Okay. Right, you gotta chill, right? You can't go anywhere, so it's boring. Gotta stay home.
Yes.
Fantastic stuff, Evan. Great to have you. We'll come back quickly. Think about your story or maybe the words you want to practice. Okay, Evan?
Okay.
Cool.
Sure.
All right. Hello, Susan. Good evening to you.
Hi. Good evening.
Yes, Susan. How are you tonight?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
Perfect. Yes. So, what would you like to do tonight? Would you like to tell us a personal story, perhaps? Or you want to just, you know, talk about, practice a few sentences for us? What do you think?
I would like to share with you a story.
Very nice. We love stories. We love stories. So feel free to go recap the words related to walk and run. Maybe you will see, you know, in your story, there will be different types of walking and running. You know, maybe you started one way and the other. Okay.
Okay.
Welcome, Susan. So we'll come back to you now after Evan's done. And let me quickly say hi to Eric. Eric, how are you doing tonight?
Everything's good.
Hey, Eric. Good, my man.
Hello.
So, what are we doing tonight? What would you like to do? Would you like to tell a story or would you like to make sentences tonight?
I try to tell a story.
Ooh, we love stories. Great. So you and Susan have stories. Fantastic stuff. So remember to recap the words, the walk and run words. Maybe you will see you can change them according to the situation. Okay. Try and use them in your story as well. Okay. Right, and we'll come back to Eric. So, Evan, yes, shoot, my man.
Okay, I also want to share. I'm not sure it's story or not.
It's just, okay. Any personal experience, something that will remind you of using these words, you know?
Yeah, just my opinion.
Mm.
On my opinion, I don't really like rum.
Oh, you don't?
Yeah,
As in running, like marathon running or jogging running?
Marathon running.
Mm.
I think it's really boring if you keep running about 3 or 4 hours.
Well, if you can run 3 to 4 hours, that's pretty good. You're pretty fit if you can run 3 to 4 hours.
Yeah, but I know a lot of people like marathon. And
jogging. Yes, if they don't do marathons, they love jogging at night too. I see a lot of people jogging these days.
Yeah, that's true.
Mm.
And one of my good friend,
yeah,
he never run before. He just maybe do some jog.
Okay.
But few years ago, he start join the marathon race, and then he totally loved the marathon.
He fell in love with running marathons. He didn't run at all before until he tried it one time.
Yeah, that's true.
Wow.
He nearly joined the every race.
Seriously?
Yes.
He joined every race he could.
Yeah.
Did you ask him why?
He say he just really like marathon right now.
Are there a lot of beautiful ladies?
I'm not sure. Maybe.
Maybe there aren't many ladies. I'm sorry. I'm a shallow man. Oh my gosh. Okay. Not. We don't do everything for ladies. We don't. We men don't do that. Yeah. Okay.
And then he become more fit.
Yes. Yes. You get very fit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Marathon training is very vigorous. It's vigorous. It's crazy. Yeah.
But actually, I don't like run, but I do like wandering around the Chiang Kai-shek Memorial Hall.
Oh.
At night, if the weather is nice.
So wandering, strolling, that's your thing, right? Wandering, yeah. Taking a stroll around Chiang Kai-shek.
Because I live near the Chiang Kai-shek Memorial Hall.
It's a very nice park. I know it's a memorial hall, you know, but to me it's more like, I know it's a square and everything, but in a way it's more like a park to me. I think to people living near it, it's a lovely park. Yes,
that's true.
Yeah, and you know, even if it's crowded, you have enough space, right? You have enough space to walk or maybe, you know, take a short jog as well. Very nice place. Sun Yat-sen in Taipei and Chiang Kai-shek Memorial Halls are nice places for that. Definitely.
Yes.
Lucky you.
That's my story.
Very nice. I think your story is very relatable to many of us because, you know, I feel the same way. I can never cycle and I can never jog because I think both activities are extremely boring. I don't mind swimming. I really don't. But, you know, jogging and cycling, no thank you. To me, it's like, I don't know what I'm doing. Yes, but anyway, that's just me. Right, moving on to Susan. Yes, that was Evan. Thanks very much, Evan. Yes, Susan.
Hi.
Tell us your interesting story, please.
Okay. Uh-huh. I would like to share with you a vacation I went in Poland.
You went to Poland. That is super cool. I hear they have a lot of Second World War stuff.
Yes.
Yeah. A lot of memorials and things to see. A lot of interesting sights.
Yeah. It's just on the streets and you can see it everywhere.
Whoa. Wow. Yeah. Wow.
And I went there. I went to Poland about like six days on my own.
Whoa. And, nice.
And I chose the... there's a place, there's an area called an old town.
Old town.
Yeah. Okay. And because I went there just by my own, so I just think I just wandered around the area.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not a very small area, but I spent all 3 days on walking.
Really?
And yeah. And because I spent money getting there, so I went there. So I walked from about 9 a.m.
Uh-huh.
and until at night.
I walked the whole day?
Yeah, I wandered around the city at night. But it's very beautiful that I reached.
And you were not scared?
A little bit. Yeah, because there's not very crowded place. It's actually very, there's not a lot of tourists.
Yeah.
Yeah. So at night, there's no people on the street. It's a little bit creepy, but
a little creepy. I wouldn't want to be there as a man. I would. It would ring alarm bells for me. Like, no, don't go there. No, don't do that. Okay, but, you know, great. So you took the evening stroll by yourself. Pretty much the whole evening. Wow.
Yeah, because the castles around there at night is pretty awesome. Like the light reflecting on the walls and something.
Mm.
It's amazing.
Very nice. Very nice.
I also went to a mountain called Zakopane, and it's a famous mountain in Poland.
All right.
Yeah, and I went there, and I hiked for 5 hours forth and back. Yeah, and it's not a steep one, so. It's a long one.
It's not a difficult hike, but it's still a hike. You were going up the hill in a way.
Yes.
Wow.
And it's snowy because it's in February.
You went in winter.
Yeah, I went in winter.
Oh.
And the view is fascinating, but it's when I went back and the other day, I had sore legs. Yeah.
And, I think that's an understatement. Having sore legs, I think having no legs after those few days.
Yes. And when I, after that, when I checked the app on the iPhone that how many steps I walked.
Yeah.
And I found out I walked for 24 kilograms at that day at a mountain.
24 Ks.
Yeah.
24 kilometers.
Kilograms. Yeah, kilometers. Yeah.
Ooh, yeah, wow.
And every day in the average I walked for about 15 kilometers per day.
Okay. Wow. Yeah. 15K per day on average, and that one day yes. you did the hike, that was 24K.
Yeah.
Wow. How do you, you know, are they still alive, your two legs?
Yes, because I'm a sporty girl, so it's okay for me.
Good for you. You are well prepared yes. for that kind of walk. Me, I would probably be in a wheelchair by now. So... Good for you, but it sounds like, it sounds like you had a great time just enjoying
really
the view, walking around, wandering. Yes, it's more like a wander.
Yeah, I wandered like around.
Yes, because you didn't sound like you planned out, planned your day out on Google Maps or anything like that. You know, like when we go to Japan, we would plan the day out. We're going to go to this MRT, going to do this, going to do that. But it seemed like you just, you know, let your legs do the walking.
Yeah. And
I just went.
Yeah. And like in the morning, I'll plan to go the north and I just kept going.
Oh, you went in one direction. Okay.
Yeah. And just wondering if there's a, and if there's a street or if there's any buildings I'm interested in, I just walk there, that way.
Wow.
So
very brave of you. Not recommended for all tourists. I think you got lucky. Nothing happened, but not. I wouldn't recommend that for anybody. Yeah, if you don't know what you're doing. So good for you. I think Poland's still a relatively safe place. I can't say the same. Yeah. I don't think you want to do that in Paris, middle of the night. Not a good idea.
Exactly.
Yeah. But anyways, you know, good experience for you. Fantastic stuff. You know, again, that's probably once in a lifetime, because next time you go to Poland, it will be totally different.
Yeah,
maybe you can't do the evening stroll.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. They'll tell you, don't do the evening stroll now. Yes.
I won't do it again.
But it's nonetheless a once in a lifetime experience. Yes. That's fantastic stuff. And, a lot about travel stuff. You know, Petty and Angel, they travel a lot. So they probably share very similar views with you. So, I'll come back to them and have them share their walking experience. Maybe they walked, almost as much as you did. So you never know. You know, you find your walking buddies.
we can walk together next time.
Yes, we can do like an evening walk, evening stride. You know, today we do stride, tomorrow we do pad, and then we do evening wanders. Yes, we can do it. Have a theme every day.
Okay.
Thanks very much, there, Susan.
Thank you.
A very interesting story, guys. Poland. Yes, definitely want to visit that place, Eric. Yes, my man. Your story. Yeah. We're ready for your story.
I try to say it. When I studied in the Army Academy.
Oh, huh?
We had a hike or march.
Yes, more like a march. I think in the Army it's more like a march. But also, sometimes you have to do hikes.
We had a 40 armed march.
Yes.
To 40 kilometers before we graduation.
Okay.
Graduate.
So before you graduate, you need to do a 40K march.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. It's really crazy.
40K. Susan, technically, she's fit for Army already because she did 25. and then a few days of 15 on average. So she did more than 40. Yeah. So.
Yeah, I think. But we are fully armed.
Yes.
Armed.
Yes, you're fully armed. Yes. You have to carry your equipment.
Yeah. all equipment.
Yeah.
Motor and the rifle.
Yeah. So how many kilograms do you have to carry with you?
Maybe 10 to 50 kilogram. 50 okay. or 20 kilogram.
Okay. So quite heavy equipment, 20 plus kilograms of equipment.
Maybe.
Ooh. Okay. Yeah. And then what happened at this march? Now that you're sharing the story, we know you graduated. So we know you completed the march. But what happened during the march? Anything interesting?
Yes. because we must from the Kaohsiung to the Pingtung. So, and in the midnight.
Okay.
So we are really in. We walked. Maybe 20 or 25 kilometers, we are really tired.
Yes.
So we really want to sleep.
Yes, you're very tired from the march and you want to sleep.
Yeah, sleep. Yeah. So
how did you sleep?
Okay.
So you actually put your arms around the person in front of you.
Yeah, because my classmates, so we still walking and like a death.
You're half sleeping, right? You're half sleeping and half walking.
Yeah.
Ah, wow. And how long was the 40K walk, march to be exact?
Eight hours. Yes.
8 hours. Filled with, fully armed with equipment.
Mm. Yeah.
Wow, 8 hours. That's not bad. That's pretty good.
I'm really tired.
once in a lifetime experience, Eric. You know, you will never want to do it again.
I want to try because I really like, I really enjoying the army life. So
oh, really?
It's okay for me.
Okay. Good for you. Good for you. Yes. And not many people say they like army life, to be honest, but good for you.
Yeah.
You know, it's great.
I live in the army.
Yes. It's okay. I mean, it's you know, a phase in your life that you would cherish forever. You know, like telling us stories now. It's great.
Yeah.
All right, Eric, great story there. Thank you very much. And over and out with us from John. And next to me is Pity.
Yeah.
And next to Pity is Angel. Yes. Thank you very much for joining us, you guys. And in the following week, we will be making today's session available as a podcast. And you guys are welcome to review it at the 15mins.today podcast. 大家呢,在 我们今天之后呢，我们会稍微稍作把今天的这个 live session 呢稍作修剪，然后放在我们的通勤学英语的 podcast。那欢迎大家来订阅、来收听我们的每日跟读单元，还有我们星期三的 vocab，还有我们的周末的不同的这个 live session 的 podcast 单元。然后谢谢大家，我们今天晚上就分享到这边。那如果想要聊聊的朋友们呢，欢迎staying after the session。